This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, the 28th of August, a couple of more days left in this month. Kapuski, week from today is Labor Day weekend, Labor Day weekend. My God, where is the time? Oof, unbelievable. So, speaking of unbelievable, here's the stat that sends people into a place they've never experienced before. Somehow or other, somebody's been able to measure or approximate how much water, how much rain is being dumped by Harvey. 9 trillion tons of water. How do you even imagine that? 9 trillion tons. 50 inches of rain. Widespread devastation. Homes destroyed. The response has been good by officials there, it would seem. A lot of people gone to the Houston Convention Center for refuge, but this, it isn't just Houston, it's that whole swath down there with 13 million people facing flood warnings and a long road ahead to recovery after the rain stops later this week and the floodwaters dissipate. What do you do with your house? What happens to offices? What happens to buildings? So I invited Tom Kreitler, who's the author of My Home, My Money Pit from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, to spend some time talking to and about the situation these people will be no doubt impacted, not just in the near term, but maybe for the rest of their lives, because homes have been completely destroyed. I'm not talking about the mobile homes. I'm talking about people's 2-3-story home in the development or out in rural areas. And so, Tom, I guess after you get beyond the insurance hurdle, what do you do? Is there ever an opportunity when a home is mostly destroyed by some circumstance like this that you can rebuild it, or is it just the practical side of things? You've been a home inspector, a home improvement specialist. You've talked and answered hundreds, if not thousands, of questions like this on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. So is there any hope, or do you just start from scratch?
Well, I mean, like everything, Doug, it depends. But, you know, you mentioned once you get past the insurance hurdle, let's not forget that that can take years to get past.
Yeah.
You know, we had Sandy, which was a devastating hurricane here in New Jersey not too long ago, and had very similar circumstances with just, you know, massive amounts of flooding.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we saw after that was folks looking for opportunities to, A, collect from their insurance company for all the money they've been putting in for years, only to get, you know, the royal runaround time and time again. And we saw a lot of contractors that's sworn into the areas, and many of which took advantage of people. So you got to really have a calm head here. And even though this is an emergency in your life, you have to make very, very calm and careful decisions based on the facts at hand. Now, in terms of what can you do with your house? Well, first of all, I think what you may see is you may see new rules and regulations coming in about building height and what's allowable, because that's what we saw in New Jersey. And it turns out you have to rebuild it and put the house up. Then, of course, it has to completely come down. But you want to make sure you have a clear picture as to where that's going. If your house didn't have a tremendous amount of flooding, and I hate to say this, but that could mean just a foot, you know, instead of being completely engulfed in water.
Yeah.
Once that water recedes, generally what's going to have to happen is all the walls have to come down, because you've got to expose that framing. You've got to pull out the insulation. You've got to remove and replace all the wiring that was impacted by it, because that salt water can have a corrosive effect on all the electrical connections and be unsafe. So those sorts of things, as tremendous a project as that is, they are all fixable, and you could, you know, do that level of renovation. I mean, sometimes you can cut out like the bottom 4 feet of the wall of the house and not even do the whole wall from the inside and take out that. Yeah, I remember after Sandy helping a very good friend of mine that lived on a waterway, and that's kind of what we did. We tore out the walls and took out all that wet, soppy insulation, just started filling up a dumpster with that and any of the furniture and carpeting that was damaged. So if the house is fixable, that's the kind of work that has to go through it. But I think in the long term, what you're going to see is a lot of these homes are going to be demolished and going to be raised as soon as all of the money can be worked out with FEMA and insurance companies.
Right,
and
a lot of federal stuff banging around.
So one of the things that you might want to think about doing, by the way, is to get a good private insurance adjuster that works for you and find one that's credible, get recommendations, you know, do some research, take your time, select the right person, because you really do need an expert to help facilitate all the opportunities there will be to get your insurance company to pay for the coverage that perhaps you had.
Yeah. When you look at some of these pictures and see the video, the news media is great to try to make it look worse than, this is the worst storm in history and all that stuff.
Looks pretty bad.
It's bad. It's not the worst.
An exaggeration,
It's pretty messy down there, the destruction. We talk about the insurance things, but what about taxing? In this area, it's a fast growth area anyway. A lot of new homes, a lot of development. So do crews come from other parts of the country? Do you find jobs for electricians and plumbers and carpenters and framers? Or does the price of everything just go crazy after a circumstance like this? Not only that, but with supplies, wood, and the materials that are needed to build new homes, because there are going to be thousands and thousands of homes that will have to be rebuilt. Yeah?
I think the industry is good at putting supplies into these areas. I know that, you know, big retailers like the Home Depot have plans in place and do an excellent job of trying to put materials into the areas of the country that are necessary when catastrophic weather events occur. I'm not so concerned about the cost of materials and supplies going up, but I always caution people about the labor. You know, there are contractors out there that will take advantage of your situation. You need to understand that, and you need to be smart about it. You need to have contracts with people. You need to not, you know, pay them in advance. You need just to be, you know, very conscious of the fact that unless you've built up trust with somebody over a long period of time, that there are folks out there that are taking advantage of victims. There always has been, and unfortunately there probably always will be, so just don't be a victim yourself and try to use your head. And if you've got a relative that lives in that area and is facing that, you know, try to step in and help them as much as you possibly can, because the emotion does overwhelm common sense, unfortunately, when these sorts of things happen, and that's when victims are created twice, once because of the storm and once because of the contractors.
Right. Houston, way underwater. My God, how much more rain? This is a catastrophic situation, and I thought it would be interesting to have Tom give us his perspective on it. Thank you, Tom. Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can get more information at moneypit.com. Great podcast, that sort of thing. By the way, speaking of podcasts, you can get podcasts of the DJV Show. Have them automatically delivered to your smartphone by going to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show. Get the podcast from iTunes and Stitcher and places where iTunes, where podcasts are available. This is a fabulous offer from the folks at MyPillow. There's the day go by that gets you. The guy whose name I get a kick out of, I don't know whether it was a kick. I was watching a spot from the owner of MyPillow telling about how he created it. And he always wears this classic blue shirt. And did you notice the cross? He wears a cross. And it's very evident as he's doing this. I wonder how many people noticed that about him. I noticed that as he was talking about the experience, how he has the pillows made in his own home state of Minnesota. So you're getting good customer service, getting a great product made in America, and you get a great buy. 50% off a 4-pillow pack from My MyPillow. Everybody knows about MyPillow these days. They've done a fabulous job of talking about their product, saturating the market. So now it's just about the deal. My job is to tell you about the deal that's associated with the DJV show. And the deal is you get two travel pillows and two premium pillows at 50% off. Use the promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989. We always, all of us, need new pillows all the time. You really need to be replacing those pillows every year, because if you saw the mites and things that get into the pillows and into your sheets and into the fabrics and into your nose and into your ears, yuck. So the best way to get rid of that problem is to get new pillows, especially when there's a deal like this. Take advantage of it. Call 800-716-5989. You can go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use that promo code DJV for the 50% off four-pillow pack. You get free shipping as well. Your money comes back to you if you don't like these pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There was 57 channels and all right, let's get to the TV shows that are on tonight. Victoria and Kara are all excited about The Bachelor or Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor from Hunger, whatever. What is it? What's on tonight?
Bachelor for Hunger. Is that like the Hunger Games version
yeah,
of it?
Right. Bachelor
yeah,
from Hunger.
I would probably watch that.
That's so Kara's jam. That's Bachelor in Paradise. That's on tonight at 8 on ABC. I don't watch that show, but I know Kara keeps us up to date. Also, if you want to see The Fashion Police tonight on the E! Channel, that's also at 8 o'clock, and they will be reviewing all of the fashions from the MTV VMA Awards last night. Then there's some other stuff that you won't watch, Doug. I won't even mention.
Yeah.
But there is a first look of Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath. It's the brand new season, so there's a first look of that. And then lots of stuff about the murder of Lacey Peterson. And A&E has a special... well, I guess it's the anniversary of her murder, and so A&E has a special about the case, and then there's another thing later on A&E about Scott Peterson. TLC also has a special called Drew Peterson, An American Murder Mystery. That's on at 9. Lots of stuff about that.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Stranger Things has been on for 4 seasons. Anybody watch that show? It's on Netflix.
It's been on for 1 season.
1 season.
So last year. And I think it was just renewed for 3 or 4. But only one has been out so far.
They said it's going to end at 4.
Is that
so
what it is?
So season 2 is... Yeah, season 2 is coming up around Halloween. And then that'll be... They're going
so
to
how many
four,
shows
probably.
In each season? How are they 10? Do the 8? Is it 8 or 10 or 11
8
or 13?
10.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, 8. I think it might have been 8, but...
This is a binge-watch kind of show. I don't know the show, frankly.
Yes.
It is.
I think you would like this. It's about aliens. It's really cool. It's really interesting.
Aliens are creepy, crawly aliens or aliens?
Yes, but communication with the other side. And there's a lot of really cool stuff. It feels very much like a Steven Spielberg type of movie because the four kids are the stars, and they drive the whole show. It's great.
Really? All right, Stranger Things is something to... highlight. Oh, and I will look out for it. Thank you. Bring it to, I guess I brought it to your attention. You brought it to my attention. 21 after the hour, DJB time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Tell me about Old Dominion. I don't know anything about Old Dominion.
Well, you know, try me on. This is a cute line. Try me on for size. I love that. Shoe shopping. Yeah, it's very cute.
Yeah.
I don't know much about them. They're a country group. This is their second album, and they have a really cool sound.
Sounds good to me. Again, the tune's called Shoe Shopping. This is New Music Monday time. We highlight three different songs every Monday at this time to sort of give you an idea what's out there, what's going on, what's cool. What's the derivation of this group? Because I don't know them, Victoria or Kara. Who knows about them?
They're just a country group. I think they're from Nashville. I mean, yeah. I've heard of them. They've been opening for other bigger country acts, and I think this second album might put them into that, you know,
yeah,
headlining type
better
of position.
Right, yeah. Happy Endings is what the album is called. Shoe Shopping is the tune. Old Dominion is the group. Number one of three new tunes for New Music Monday for you to consider. Next up on the list of the pre-hit parade, John Prine and Please Don't Bury Me. It's a live album from the album called September 78. Listen to this, another country act. Ooh, I like this too. You do.
John Prine's kind of an old-school country legend, a little bit off the beaten path, but very funny writer. Known for that.
This. Simple, straightforward, fun stuff. I love the road. Good. right. Good taste for that. John Prine here on the DJB show as we experience three new tunes on Mondays during this hour. We always have music during this part of each hour. So we'll move now to, I'm not sure we put these in order, whether Victoria thinks this is because it's listed as number one is the one I'm going to like the best. Brian McKnight, a new album called Genesis. Songs called Forever. Well, you got me on two out of three anyway, Victoria. Not my cup of tea. It's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You have that taste.
Brian McKnight is a classic R&B soul kind of singer. He's been doing the same thing for a really long time, but he's popular and he hasn't put out an album in a while. So I think a lot of his fans are happy to see him back.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're a Brian McKnight fan, look for the new album Genesis. When will this be available for download, do you think?
Genesis now. Is available right now.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yep. Song from a call
for... No pre-orders today. You can get them all right now.
Hey! All right, let's go back to John Prine. Kara, let's hear a little more of John Prine. Yeah, let's go. Crank this puppy up.
This just makes me want to, like, get up and, like, hop around from foot to foot. With my legs high up in the air, doing a little toe down.
Yeah.
I do love this song, but I also love Old Dominion. I think that's a great song.
I'll play a little more of that, Kara. Come on. Let's have a little more Old Dominion shoe shopping. Yeah, this is a good song.
Mixed Master Kara. Yeah.
I like John Prine best, but I do like this. Yeah.
I kind of wonder, I'll have to go and listen to other Old Dominion stuff, because I feel like this is a very good radio hit, so I'm excited to hear other stuff from them.
Jennifer loved this. She's a big shoe shopper. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, Infiniti announced the winner of their engineering academy. Evan Sloan will be heading to England for a year in October. He will spend 6 months with the Renault Formula One team and 6 months with Infiniti Racing. Evan, originally from Uxbridge, Massachusetts, is a student at Caltech. The competition culminated in 2 days of testing at the Microsoft campus in Seattle. Next time you see Evan, it'll be in the pits at an F1 race. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 34 after the hour. Welcome into our DJV show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jen Jen off to the abyss. I wonder, we're going to do some food news here that's pretty important. I was thinking about names. I was thinking about respect. You know, we were talking about people being a little more respectful of yourself, a little more casual when it comes to the worry department. And I, for some reason or other, I wafted off into Victoria when I, because I call Jennifer Jen Jen, and I actually don't have any nicknames for you because you don't like nicknames. And Kara, I don't have a nickname for you either. And I started thinking, you know, I have a, my mind is strange. People tell me, my daughter tells me all the time, Daddy, you're so strange. I have a mind that doesn't work like everybody else's. So I tend to look in to things, or I'm retrospective, reflective, between the lines, whatever it is. And I guess what I've come to the conclusion, at least as far as you two are concerned, and maybe this goes, maybe this is an omniscient focus on names. And when people have a nickname, like if your name is Edward and people call you Ed, or your name is Douglas and people call you Doug, or whatever, you know, come up with any number. We all seem to, or many people have nicknames, but sometimes they just don't work. Like with using Ed, Ed McMahon worked for him rather than Edward McMahon. It worked. John works sometimes better than Johnny. I use Johnny Carson. John Carson wouldn't have worked for him. So sometimes nicknames work, and sometimes they don't. But is it about respect? If you call, so yeah, I don't hear anybody refer to, I have a couple of Jamaicans that work for me on the farm, and they refer to people always as Mr. Or Ms. They don't use their names. They are very respectful. Instead of, you know, me, they'll call me Mr. or they'll call me Sir or something like that, which I don't like, frankly. I don't like it at all. Because I think it tries to put me in a position that I don't want to be in. You know, it reminds me of things that are, especially this day and age when we're trying to get away from labels and we're trying to get away from people disrespecting others because of the color of their skin or how much money they have or whatever it is. I think that those are, I would like to be called respectfully. I don't mind being called Mr. Stefan, but I don't even know that I am comfortable with that. I didn't like it when the trend started in school. Maybe it was part of your era, Kara and Victoria, more than mine. When I was teaching school, there was a trend toward moving in terms of names. When you're in a classroom, you call the teacher by his or her first name. I didn't like that. Did you ever have that when you were going to school, where the teacher said, okay, my first name is Bob, so you can call me Bob? I don't know.
Right.
No.
I mean, I had that. Most of my high school teachers, we called by their first name.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man, really. We never had that. I don't think I've ever called a teacher by their first name.
That's bad business, I think.
even when I had teachers that were our swim coaches, we still called them Miss Broccolino and Mr. Zelizin, which are both great names, by the way.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Am I making too much of this? I don't know that I am. But I think there is.
I don't know if it's disrespectful if that's what the teacher wants, but it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, but respect comes from who you are, not what your name is. But to perhaps turn it around, sometimes respect for that person would lead you to call him or her by their extended name. Instead of Ed, it would be Edward, or instead of Bob, it would be Robert. I know my dear friend from Heidelberg's husband's name is Robert Libman, and he doesn't want to be called Bob. Never, ever. His brother, he can't stand his brother. His brother calls him Bob.
Well, I don't. Well, the thing is I feel like it's not so much it's that it's disrespectful to call someone a nickname. I think it's disrespectful to call someone a nickname if they don't want to be. So if I called Victoria Vicky all the time, even though she said that she doesn't like that, and if I called my sister Becky instead of Becca or Rebecca, she wouldn't like that. So it's all about what someone wants. Yeah. And the whole, some nicknames work and some don't, I think it's more just what you're used to as well. Johnny Carson, I don't think, ever went by John Carson, so it sounds weird.
Yeah,
and Ed McMahon never went by Edward McMahon, so it sounds weird to your brain because you're not used to it. But if they had gone from like that from the beginning, then it might sound more normal. But
yeah.
I don't know. My only nickname has been Caribou or Care Bear, and those are
Caribou.
not very professional. Or
Care Bear is funny.
Yeah, so I don't normally go by those.
Care Bear. All right, what's food for thought anyway? Speaking of food for thought, a lot of food news today. A scene of complete and utter pandemonium as people shoved and pushed and screamed their way into a place called Zark's for a 15-cent burger. Thousands of people shoved. This is a popular burger chain in the Pacific. And so they've sold hamburgers apparently for what, I think it's a $3 hamburger. So they gave him a 95% discount, 15-cent hamburger, just to bring in traffic, and you couldn't get in to the place.
It's not worth it. I would be the one person at the burger joint down the street paying $3 for my burger.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust a 15-cent
burger. What does a burger normally cost? I don't even know because I don't eat burgers. What is?
I don't eat meat, so you're asking the wrong person.
I guess it depends where you go or what you want on it. If you go to a place like Five Guys, then it's probably going to be like $5 or $6. But
that's the new rage, too, isn't it, Five Guys?
I don't know if it's the new rage, but...
What are they? Why are they different than McDonald's? Or is it quality? Is it?
I think it's supposed to be better quality.
Yeah, it's better quality. I think it tastes better, and they have a whole bunch of options that you can add to it. So they've got an entire list of onions and pickles and all of these different
and mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm sure that they probably
do. Do they have a veggie burger? I'd stop and see if they have a veggie burger.
I do not know. I cannot confirm. Yeah. I've never gotten a veggie burger there, so.
Yeah, see, I agree with Doug. I think they're missing the mark by not having a veggie burger because you could get me into your restaurant if you have a good veggie burger. Yeah.
Burger King has a veggie burger. I've gone into all these places to see. I've gone to McDonald's because I know they don't. But Wendy's.
And McDonald's used to. They had the McVeggie and for a limited time, and it was really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they got rid of it.
Veggie isn't bad. I just throw the roll away.
I didn't know they had it.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's actually not.
The one that seems grossest to me is Smash Burger, where they actually smash the burger. Ugh. It's a chain. It's like Five Guys or Five Napkin Burger, and they smash it, and I don't understand why.
How many more burger joints can the world take? One would want.
I know.
Here's, for those of you trying to lose some weight, here's some advice. A handful of walnuts may be a very effective weight loss tool. I find nuts in general to be very good. I eat a lot of cashews, once in a while some peanuts, but almonds and cashews I'll mix together.
I just had some walnuts this morning. If only you guys were here, you could tell me if I look slimmer or not.
Yeah, sure, they look beautiful. Walnuts are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which is the number one. You need every day loads of omega-3s. Good for your brain, good for your body. If you don't have enough of omega-3, then you're going to risk obesity, diabetes. They reduce your appetite. Researchers have found out why this happens. They had 9 hospitalized obese patients drink on at least 5 consecutive days either a smoothie containing 48 grams of walnuts or a placebo smoothie identical in taste and calorie content. After a month on their diet, patients returned for a second 5-day trial with placebo drinkers on the first trial receiving walnut smoothies and then, you know, vice versa, turning it around. Participants underwent brain exams while looking at pictures of high-fat food like cakes and that sort of thing, and low-fat foods, veggies and that sort of thing, or neutral pictures of rocks. The study found that when people looked at pictures of high-fat food, activation in the insula, which is part of the brain involved in appetite and impulse control, increased among those who drank the walnut smoothie, but not among the placebo drinkers. So walnuts, 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 if you want to lose weight. I mean, if you want to lose weight, don't eat so much.
But of all the nut butters that are out there, I've never seen walnut butter. You know, there's cashew butter, and there's almond butter, and peanut butter, and everything else, but I've never seen walnut butter. Maybe it's too expensive to make.
You know who makes Smart Balance makes good peanut butter. I like, and I don't eat, the funny thing is, I have it on crackers and stuff because I don't have any bread in the house. I won't have bread in the house. Last night we went out to a place we hadn't tried before, and they called it like, I think it's the 110 Grill. And we had, Meredith had a pasta dish, and she didn't use it, but this would look pretty good. I had tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. And it was the best tomato soup I think I've ever had in my life. And I stay away from bread, but this was a different kind of bread, and Mara thought I'd be okay, so I tried it, and I didn't have any negative impact from it. But it was just, it was yummy. But you got to understand how eating, I don't know if the tomato soup was that bad, but a couple of cheese sandwiches like that, not going to do your waistline much good. So, yeah, there's some, the walnut stuff. By the way, speaking of greens and good stuff, there's a suggestion you ought to rotate your greens if you have a smoothie every day. Have you heard this story?
This shocks me, but yes, go ahead. I asked all of my smoothie drinking friends. No one knows this.
Yeah, I saw this.
So I feel like we're doing a real
exact
service.
Same thing yesterday because I was looking for the first time how to make a green smoothie and make it actually taste good.
Right. Well, There are those. There are certain things in these green or any plant, small toxin, amount of toxins that will, by its very nature, this is Mother Nature protecting the green, because animals, when they graze on them, they move onto different things, the pasture, so that they didn't get with horses often, and with sheep, the stuff gets grassed right down to the roots. But some of these greens are good at saving themselves. Interesting. Oxalates in spinach, for example, cause kidney stones. You don't want to take a lot of spinach. You don't want to use a lot of kale. I think this applies to pretty much all greens, doesn't it, Victoria? There are four types of green families. Greens in each family are genetically similar to each other. And I don't understand. There's, what is it, brassicaceae? Is that how you pronounce that?
Good luck. Kale, I don't know.
Kale, collards, arugula, bok choy, and mustard greens are in one category. So those you can use together. Spinach, chard, and beets, second group. Those could be together. But, again, this is the advice is to rotate these things. Third group has dandelion, leaf lettuce, and romaine lettuce in it. Fourth group, carrot tops and parsley. So if you're rotating, if you're eating all of these things, you don't put them all together, number one. Separate them out, and then make sure that you only have each one of these groups once a week. But otherwise, you know, you'll be the toxins that are in them to ensure that they survive. If you're having kale every single day, you're going to get those toxins in your system.
This is the frustrating thing to me, is because it feels like there's never a way to win. So you're thinking, okay, I'll have a salad every day, and that's super healthy for me. Because I normally have a salad for lunch with a bunch of different proteins, but it's normally spinach-based and then maybe some other mixed greens in
it. I do, too. I'm just like that, Kara. I have spinach all the time.
Yeah. So what? Now I'm going to die because I have spinach every day. Great.
Well, I think that there are some long-term ramifications with organs and stuff and the toxins. So I can't believe that this is only coming out now, and the smoothie phenomenon has been around for so long.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll just go to Five Guys for lunch instead.
There you go.
Smash burger.
Yum. The guests are arriving at your party. The music playlist is set. Don't forget about the backyard ambiance that a tabletop fire piece can provide. Here's some interesting eating ideas for those of you who like to have outside meals. Andy Solomon with the details.
According to a recent survey, when it comes to setting the mood for a backyard gathering, 87% believe fire never goes out of style, but they also say they hate the smoky, sooty mess. TV host and landscape designer and contractor Sarah Bendrick has a clean solution to this dirty problem.
TQ Brand has reinvented, redesigned the fire experience for tabletops with these clean burn tabletop fire pieces. They deliver a brilliant flame without any of the smoky mess.
Available at most big box stores, these fire pieces come in a huge variety of styles, colors, and sizes.
They're designed to be used with only clean burn torch fuel, which is a plant-based formula that provides a clean burn with little to no smoke and no stinky gas or petroleum smell. And it creates a brighter flame, perfect for nights spent outside with friends.
To help set your outdoor mood and for more information and a special coupon, go to tikibrand.com/promotions. Now you're in the know from Tiki Brand.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The guitar from School of Rock. Chuck Curry is here as we get into movie news, weekend box office totals, etc., 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 etc. So, Chucker, what's happening with Jack or the School of Rock?
Jack Black is 48 years old today.
48 years old. Think of it.
You like him? I'm a fan. I think he's really good.
Yeah, an interesting kind of quirky character that played that. You know, I think what surprised a lot of people, Chuck, was that movie itself. Nobody knew he was, or at least I didn't. I don't know, a lot of other theater goers knew that he was that good a rocker. And or did he learn it from
He plays in a band. But I got to tell you, when I remember walking out of theater, I went to see that in the Regal movie theater in 2003 on a Friday afternoon with my wife. And I walked out, and I loved that movie. And I regard that as a classic film. I think there's certain comedians that have a real hard time finding a perfect movie for their talent. Rodney Dangerfield had Back to School. Eddie Murphy had numerous ones, one being Beverly Hills Cop. But Jack Black has School of Rock. It's a perfect vehicle for his talent and a terrific movie. Really good script, and I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. Good. That's a good review of that. You're always you're pretty cogent when it comes to things like this, especially if there's things in the movie that you really attach yourself to. So it's very cool. All right. Chuck is going to give us box office totals and some more movie news in just a moment here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, hey, before I get on with box office totals, the buzz on the movie It, based on the Stephen King very popular novel, is really very positive. Many calling the synopsis was terrifying with a lot of heart. I guess that's a translation of Stand by Me. Stand by Me meets Nightmare on Elm Street. I think it's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, when does it come out?
It comes out September 8th. The trailers are terrific, but a lot of people think that the clown, who is the bad guy in the movie, is going to be the next Freddy Krueger for this generation, Pennywise. So we'll see how that plays out. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be first or second online, are you?
No, I'll be disappointed if Carrie is too.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the box office totals from the weekend. Only I saw something last night when I was looking at things for today. $65 million. Was the total box office of the whole weekend across the whole country?
Yeah, late August is pretty much dumping ground. Studio don't expect to do that well at the box office, although they release moderate budget movies at this time of year. Hitman's Bodyguard was number one for the second straight week. Ryan Reynolds, Sam Jackson. That's good news for Ryan Reynolds, who usually clunks at the box office if he's not playing Deadpool. Did $10 million, $40 million in 2 weeks on a budget of $30 million. Annabelle Creation, a horror movie, $7.3 million, $78 million in 3 weeks. That on a budget of $15 million. So from a business point of view, that late August was a good move there. Animated film Leap, $5 million, that is not good. A movie called Wind River, getting real good reviews. Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen, it's a mystery thriller.
Is that what it is? I was trying to figure out. Remember I talked to you, I asked you about that.
Yeah.
It looked interesting.
They got it on 2,000 screens now, so it has become a wide release. I think it's made about, I don't have the number in front of me. I think it's made like $15 million so far. And Lucky Logan ran out the top five, $4.3 million. So you're right. Late August is not a good place for most movies, but something's got to be released. But I have to believe Multiplex it's got to be their lesser time of the overall calendar year, late August.
Yeah, all right. Time for ice cream instead of popcorn, right? Forget popcorn at the theater. Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream. I'm teasing Chucker a little because he's gone into the ice cream business. Good man, Chucker. We're always thrilled to have you here. Check out his podcast.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.